Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. We were gone last week because we were in Sedona, Arizona, so I apologize if you missed my show last week, but we are back, and we have a very special guest from Warrington, Missouri. Her name is Beth Sader, and Beth is a part of the Reconnection, but she's also a shaman and a lot of other things as well. So she does reconnective healing, Reiki, and shamanism. But what she also does is she connects with the divine. So she is a woman who is deeply connected to God and Jesus and the infinite goodness. And she's been working a lot with the Christ power, which is also good. So she lets God come through her as a conduit, which is very interesting. So she allows the Holy Spirit to do that, and she works to help people find their personal empowerment. So we have this brilliant radiating essence within us, and she helps us to locate that. So she holds certificates in Reiki, shamanism, and again, the reconnective healing and the reconnection. So she's found that the Creator has instilled her with these certifications and these gifts, and she gets right down to the truth, which is very amazing. She's got a lot of personal testimonies here about people and how they felt her healing coming through her hands, and she's got a lot to share with us. And also, I would like to ask for prayers for Claudia Cleary, who is a host here at WGGM. She recently lost her grandfather, so I'd like to ask for prayers for her and her family and her daughter. They're going through a rough time, and she's on an airplane home today. So with that in mind, we're going to bring Beth live, and you can find Beth at BethThater.com. And our call-in number to ask us questions is 347-237-5339. Welcome to the show, Beth.
Hello, Amanda. I'm so excited to be here, and thank you for that really beautiful introduction. That was so lovely of you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I remember the first time I met you, I just knew instantly, oh, we were sisters in another life. How cool.
It happens that way, doesn't it? you show up at the right place and timing, and you just reconnect. So yeah, it's amazing. It's beautiful. It really is.
Well, and you have a lot to share with people, your gifts and amazing things that you bring to the table too. So maybe tell everybody a little bit about how you got started.
Okay. Well, I used to be a teacher for 16 years and coached for 10 years, and then I concentrated on being a mother, which is my all-time favorite role. And I literally was divinely led and guided to South America, to Peru. I mean, God took me right out of Warrenton, Missouri, and put me on a plane down to the heart of the Amazon. And it was from there that I really got my start. I started to work with a fourth generation, actually he's a long generational shaman by the name of Don Robert. And he's just pure, amazing love and one of the strongest healers I've ever worked with. And alongside with him, I've worked with Don Howard, who owns a retreat in the heart of the Amazon in Peru. And he's been there for 40 years. A very strong healer himself, a shaman, and he takes pilgrimages of us different people to the Andes, and also he works there in the Amazon as a sanctuary. So I got to start, several years ago in Peru, and like I said, I was divinely guided there, and that's how it all started. And then I was being shown that I have a healer within, which I believe we all do. And that's just how it started. I was brought to the Amazon, and I started working with shamans, and I found that I had a shaman within. And so that the work there that I've done, Amanda, I've been doing for quite a few years. I go back to Peru quite a bit, and I do the work. I do the clearing out, the cleansing, and the healing. And I've allowed all that healing within to come out of me, as we all do when we're on our path. And so my path has been pretty much down in the Amazon and the Andes and being shown who I am, why I'm here, what I'm to do. And now it's my turn to help others find out why they're here and what they're to do. And so I really find that's where my gift lies, that I help people, you know, remove the layers and all these different things. So that's where I got me started.
Yeah, so the layers that are put around people when they're trying to, you know, like I guess the common question that's asked is, why are we here? So you help people to remove those question marks by going a little bit deeper to see who they really are on the surface.
Absolutely. I do. And a lot of that is, you know, I do the reconnective healing and the reconnection, which is very strong energy work. It goes way beyond energy work. As far as I'm concerned, It's really helping someone tap into their dormant DNA and connect the strands and the lines of their DNA. When we do that, when we get connected to our full potential, we know who we are. What happens is when I begin to work over people, I have a unique situation. While I have all these different certifications, Amanda, I find that a lot of other things are going on within me. I'm receiving a lot of information on that person and over that person, as you well know. You're a healer yourself, and you know how you pick up information about people. So what I find is that I start to see the truth in people. I start to see who they are, why they're here. I start to see our own divine connection of why I was guided to that person and why they were guided to me. I connect a lot with people who are really on the path to truth, who are here to do light work, who actually have a strong background in shamanism. They may not even realize it. And I help them remove the layers. And when those layers come off, holy cow, you know, it's like the anchors come off and we start to fly. Because when our layers come off and our masks come off and we see our true light and our pure essence of that which of who we are, you know, we just shine. And then we can help others shine. So, yeah, I feel that my gifts lie in the ability to help people recognize who they are and why they're here. And then come together.
Well, that's a good gift to have, because a lot of people ask that question. And so before you work on a person, do you have a particular, you know, I know some people do a prayer. I mean, I know a lot of people who, when they do readings and things like that, you know, they have a certain thing that they do. Like, you know, you'll see a common intuitive, they'll go into prayer and they'll meditate and whatever. Do you have a specific you know, little step-by-step mm-hmm. thing you do before your client comes?
Well, this is what I do. I do pray, and I do believe in the power of prayer because I see what prayer looks like. I actually see it manifest, you know, and when you can see on the other side and you can see what prayer looks like when you're praying and you're putting that intention out and you're holding that intention with someone else, it's very powerful. I do have, you know, one of the things I do is I do pray before each person if they allow me to. I ask for permission first. I ask, may I pray over you? And I've never had anyone say no, but it's okay if they don't. But everyone likes the prayer. And I say a very specific prayer. And it's really straight up to God. I call them and say, God, higher power, whatever that is. And I ask that person, what is their intention for being here? If they have any intention, if there's anything they'd like me to put my mind on or my intention or focus on, I like to know. Some practitioners don't like to know, but I like to know because I see the power and the strength behind holding that intention for someone, and I see things manifest quicker. So, and I know God knows what's in our heart already before we come to this work. So I do say a prayer. I do hold intention. And I let go. I become an empty vessel, and I let, you know, Creator work through me, and Jesus and the angels and the wise ones, and they come through me, and I am guided. There is no, oh, I think I'm going to do this now. I'm literally guided over each person. So each person's session is different because they're different on what they need. So, yes, I do. I get quiet before a session. I meditate. I get in a really beautiful space. I connect. And then when they come, you know, my clients come, then we talk, we share why they're here, and then I say a prayer over them, and we start. And it's just fun. I just have so much fun, you know, working over everyone because I see something different every time. And it's pretty normal for me to see, you know, maybe relatives who are coming in to be there to give them messages. It's normal for me to tap into angels around them. I have a lot of beautiful, you know, it's very normal for Christ to appear. He comes through me often when I work. It's very normal for St. Therese to appear. I have a lot of holy ones that come around me and through me when I work. And so it's a beautiful experience because I get what they get. So it's like every time I do a healing, I get the same healing they get. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, and I feel blessed to work over the people who come here because I know they're very special. We're all very special. Yes.
That's very beautiful how you shared, how you go into not only the celebration and meditation of what the person needs, but also how you can, you know, honor that and receive a healing back. I think that, you know, a lot of people would say, well, do you ever get tired or do you ever get to where, you know, the energy boggles you down to the point where, you know, you're just so worn out you can't do anymore. So it's nice to hear quite the opposite, that when you get a session, when you're giving a session, you almost actually receive a session at the same time. That's pretty amazing.
We do. Because as we are open conduits, we receive that light, the Holy Spirit, a consciousness of God, higher power. When that flows through us, we're receiving that divine beauty. After a session, I am so elevated, you know. I am so light-filled after a session. And I found, Amanda, that I've become stronger because as I do this work and as we do this work, we become stronger because we're open conduits. And as we receive that work, and we allow that beautiful essence to flow through us to others, how can we not become stronger? And I pray for strength so that I can do more and help more. You know, so I always pray for strength so that I can help people more and be a stronger conduit and help Mother Earth better. So when we become stronger, we can help others. And that's, so I always pray for strength in the form of becoming a stronger healer so I can help more. And, you know, it's very rare that I should get tired. But I do put a lot of my heart and soul into each session. And, you know, it's very common for my clients to say, you really put a lot of yourself into this. Well, I do because it's important to me. what, you know, it's very important to me that people are receiving this divine essence, which is Holy Spirit. And I just love
very
doing
nice.
This work. I love doing this work. It is it's not work. It's a blessing. You know, it's when we help others, they get into a better state of helping themselves and others too. And that's what it's all about. It's a ripple effect. It's about lighting each other's candles. Before you know it, it's just it's an amazing, amazing process. So it's one that I love being a part of. And I'm going to, you know, I'm continually, constantly expanding upon. So I know you know what that's like because you're a healer yourself and you radiate pure,
thank you,
unconditional love. You do, Amanda, you radiate pure, unconditional love. And it shows. I get on the phone with you and I feel it. I feel your essence. And it is just beautiful. You have so much angelic love around you. So I wanted to tell you that, you know, I was waiting for this show to start and I was thinking about your essence. You just radiate pure light. You sure do. So, yes. So that's how I
feel. We had a really neat question in the chat room, and it's really surprising here because her name is Beth, too. And
yes.
She was wondering how you see a prayer. How do you see a prayer? So she's really curious about
that. Oh, I love
that
question. Love that question. Love, love, love that question. I'm so glad that Beth asked this question. I have a lot of emotion around this because I want people to understand I'm going to discuss how I feel that, how I see that. I'm going to use this as an example. I love children. And I don't like to see children ill or sick. And so most people are familiar with St. Luke's Hospital, Children's Hospital here in St. Louis. It's been on my heart for many years to pray over all these children and have groups of people come together to pray over all these children in the hospital. And what I do is I literally see what my intention in prayer looks like. When I pray around Children's Hospital here in St. Louis, I visualize the hospital. I'm sitting up here in my sacred space in my room where I do my healings. I visualize the hospital. I have my hands around the hospital. I see light coming out of my hands. When I see that light coming out of my hands into the base of the building of the hospital, I'm praying for the children. I'm praying for all the sickness and illness to release from their bodies, that the Holy Spirit floods their bodies from the head to toe, and they release any sickness. When I see the light go into the building, I see darkness coming out of it. I literally see darkness coming out of it. Now, when I see this darkness, what I'm seeing is the sickness and illness coming up out of the children and those. I literally see that. I'm not imagining it. I see it. So when I pray, I see on the other side what that looks like. So does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. And the vision of that is very beautiful. And I like how you answered that question. And I love how Beth just asked that. How do you actually see a prayer? Because that is a very valid question when you're wondering, you know, how do you do something? I know that one of the things that you're certified in, I've found is pretty popular. The reconnection is a very strong and very valuable thing to learn. And, you know, I've seen great results out of that. How did you find that was the type of healing you wanted to learn? Like, how did you come about the information on the reconnection? I'm just curious how it linked you to it.
Well, this is how things work in my life. God hits me upside the head with a 2x4, or he just throws things right out
familiar.
He throws things right out in my path. Because I always say, you know, I'm a German girl, I'm a little stubborn. You know, put these things right out in my path, please, Father, so I don't miss them. In 2009, I was walking through Barnes & Noble by Mid Rivers Mall in St. Louis, the one up there by Mid Rivers Mall. I'm walking through the bookstore down the aisle. Out shoots this book from the shelf, Amanda, onto the floor. Now, I know that one of my angels pushed that book out. And I picked up this book up, and I had this feeling, as soon as I saw this book coming out of the shelf, I knew that this was something that I was supposed to, of course, pay attention to. So I pick up the book, and it's The Reconnection. As soon as I picked the book up, I felt vibration in the book. I turned the back of the book over, and I read the back of the book. Instantly, I knew that this was for me. I took the book home, and I took it home. I read the first chapter, and see, at this time, I was a Reiki healer. I had studied Reiki. I was using the energies of the Reiki, but I was also being shown that there was going to be more and that I was going to be doing more, and that Reiki would not be the only particular modality that I would use, that I would be doing more. So as soon as I started reading the Reconnection, I found it to be, it resonated in my soul so strongly that I knew that I was going to have the reconnective healing done and the reconnection done, and that I was going to become a practitioner. That's how strong it came in. Immediately, but there's not a lot of reconnective healers in the area here. It's a very, very, very strong modality. And there's so much research that has been done on the reconnective healing frequency and compared to the other modalities. Now, I love all kinds of healing, but what happened was this resonated with my soul. I had learned different modalities, but I found this to be super strong. When I used different modalities on people besides the reconnective healing, they'd say, go back to doing what you were doing, because that's strong. We can feel it. There's something that shifted within them that they knew that this was very strong. It resonated with my soul. I knew that this is what I would be doing. I was shown that this is what you would be doing, but you will be doing more. You will also be going to Peru. You will be learning in Peru. You will be gathering the information that you're learning there. You will come back. You will work with your clients along not only the reconnective healing and the reconnection, but the shamanic tools that come to me when I work with people. So the reconnective healing, it is powerful. The energy, it's also really kind of known as a frequency, and this frequency comes in the form of light and information. When this light and information penetrates one's body, it literally is smart energy. It shifts, it goes wherever it needs to go, and it clears out. It brings light into those areas. It's amazing. Some people can feel that with ferocity, and some people feel it lightly. There is no wrong if you feel energy or not. You're receiving that energy. But this is what I have found. The reconnection and the reconnective healing that I do has transformed people's lives like no other modality has. And that's why I do that work with that, because it has shifted my life and transformed my life. I like it to this. Picture a moth or butterfly coming out of a cocoon. Picture the moth, let's say butterfly or a dragonfly coming out of a cocoon and spreading the wings, coming out of the shell. That's what I like in this, the reconnection too. We move out of our shell. We come out of it. We let go of the layers and all the barriers that we were holding on to that pin us down. It's powerful stuff. And all modalities are beautiful. I just resonate with this particular modality because I found it to be very strong. And one of the other things is I do feel energy. I feel modalities. I feel what they feel like. I feel their essence. I feel that charge in my body. And I feel how strong it is. So, you know, I resonate with it. So that's how it came to me, was the book flew out of the bookcase. And soon after, I had the reconnection done, and I did. I found a local practitioner, and wow, my body transformed. And then I had a calling to go back to Peru. Now, this is what the reconnection does, and you know this because you've had the reconnection done. What the reconnection does, it connects your meridian points way on out to the Earth's grid and beyond to the other star systems. When you're connected in that fullness, you become more. You are more connected. It's like your personal antenna goes way out to the cosmos. And now what are you able to do now? You're able to receive more light and information. When you're able to receive more light and information, you're more connected. I consider it like you're a really huge antenna now. So when I had the reconnection done, one of the things that can happen from that is that you can move into your life purpose. All the doors and that's what happened. I moved rapidly into my life purpose. Boy, did I move. It was like I was catapulted into my life purpose. Sometimes if you're not in the right relationships, the door closes on them. Sometimes if you're not in the right job, the door closes on that. Sometimes the door opens to the right relationships and the right opportunities. That's what happened to me. All the old stuff that was no longer to be clinging to me fell off, and the right doors opened up, and I was catapulted. I was like literally catapulted way out there, you know, because there is, you know, everything is energy. So it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful journey for me. So now I'm helping people with the reconnection and the reconnective healing, and now I'm helping people find their true purpose. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to help people find their purpose, to get them set on the right course, to move them forward, right up the spiritual ladder, wherever that is that they need to be, and then also to work over the planet. And I'm connecting.
When I had the reconnection, that same thing happened, Beth. And I can testify to that because you're right, the wrong relationships, you know, the whole thing, it was like the door just went slam and the next thing just opened right up. And, I mean, at one point I was sick when I had some of the work done. And literally, like, between everything that happened, I couldn't speak, and we found out why I couldn't speak. And she said, you know what, you got to speak your truth, and you will now. And as soon as that was done, you know, the same thing. And, of course, when I had it with you again, you know, I was kind of moving into that already. But when I had it, when I had that session with you, what also happened was the same thing. It was like instantly things just started happening, and I was kind of like, okay, wow, that's pretty that's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
now,
before
we go to break, and yeah, that was very amazing, and you're really right. Your body just changes, and it resonates with the energy, and it's fascinating.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Amanda. It is fascinating.
It really was. It's and, beautiful. You know, people should really check that out a little bit more. And I saw a clip on Eric Pearl. It was on The Living Matrix, where he repaired a boy's arm movement and leg movement. He had a cerebral palsy. It was amazing.
He wasn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? The transformation that can take place in one's body. I worked with a lady 8 hours away, proxy, distant healing. She was quarantined in a hospital with cancer and second stem cell replacement operation. And I had no idea this lady was sick. She couldn't talk, use her voice, and she was so sick. And I did 3 healings in a row on her. She went home right after that. Now, she was very open to the healings. She understood the process of what was going on. Her body repaired. Her body repaired. It's amazing. I call it, you know, just God work, you know. It is. It's just pure God work. And there's just something bigger going on that that sometimes people don't know. But I do believe when we're extremely open, Amanda, I believe when we're open to, you know, higher power and the knowing that our body can automatically repair itself, we will repair itself. We will. We will heal. And
and great things can happen when you hold that vision. I agree with you.
It's really big, and I want to say again to the lady Beth who asked that question.
She was commenting on your story. She says, "How come nothing like that ever happens to me?" And you know, I think that if she just takes some of the energy from the show today, and even what you have to say, you know, the other Beth, that she will find things to happen in her life as well, and everybody for that matter.
Exactly. But what I'm getting and what I'm hearing for Beth is that it is happening. She may not be aware of it, though. See, just because we can't see behind the veils yet, or maybe there's stuff happening back there. There's big stuff happening. That's why I say to people, please pray. Please pray. Because what you're doing is powerful. And when Beth does pray, there are things that are going on that she may not see manifesting right away are happening, but there are things that are manifesting. And if she can hold that vision and the understanding that she is being heard, that she is being heard and that things are manifesting, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And that's why I'm so glad that she asked that question, because I share with people all the time, you know, I pray. God woke me up when he said, plant some seeds one time. And I did. I planted some powerful seeds over every one of my family. And 3 weeks later, I was woke up. He was speaking to me. God was speaking to me. He was showing me what my prayers looked like and how they were manifesting. Now, I was seeing people in my family recovering in areas that they were struggling in. And I was praying over them. Now,
That's amazing. Of those things are powerful. When you lay hands on people, when you do the reconnection, when you bring in that creative energy, and you know, someone was saying, "What do you mean by pray?" I mean, just bring in that light energy. You know, bring in that Creator God. You know, that light energy through you, and then you know, boom, those things happen through you. And you could, you know, probably just feel it, you know, just that energy. We had a question from Dev for Peace. I really like her name, you know, it really resonates with you. And she, before we get a break, we'll take her question and then we'll take any other questions and callers right after the commercial. But Dev for Peace says, how do I open up to receiving my own gift of healing and change? I've had visions, channeling, etc., but I've been afraid to bring it forward. I'm a very powerful person, but I've been afraid to embrace it.
Okay. Well, I've been there before. I understand that. So that's a beautiful question. You know, we're all beautiful. We're all light-filled. We're all creators. And one of the things you need to do is step into it, own it. Own that beautiful light that you are. Be the presence of God that you are. He put something beautiful and divine in you. And I remember going through a time when I, too, was going through the exact thing you're going through. And this is what I found, that I was not owning who I was. I was not stepping into my big girl shoes, you know. And when I say that, I mean that with respect and love. We need to own who we are. We need to love who we are. We need to embrace who we are. And we need to stand in who we are. Okay? Because you're a strong lady. You're very beautiful and strong. And you're made that way for a reason. So what you need to do is be that person. Be that pillar of strength for yourself and hold that space for yourself and own who you are. Okay? Because Creator wants you to own who you are. When I did that, I can remember when I did that, the day that I did that, things shifted in my life. I remember just owning who I was. Everything shifted. The people around me embraced me. I became stronger. And I became more truthful with myself. So I had to be truthful with myself and say, it's okay to be who you are. It's okay to be the light of who you are. You're here to do things. You're here to create. You're here to manifest. So that's what I would say. Own who you are. You're strong. You're beautiful. You're very beautiful. You've got a big heart. I see your heart. It's huge. It's like huge. It's coming way out of your chest. It's huge. So own who you are. Embrace the love that you are. Because look, God is creation. How can you not love God? You must love yourself as you would love God. Did that help?
That's right. Yeah. That's very helpful. Thank you. We're going to go to a really quick commercial break, Beth, and then I'll bring you back and we'll take some of these callers, okay?
Okay, yes, thank you.
All right, we'll see you in just a minute. Okay, you're listening to GGM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell. You're listening to Beth Sader from Warrenton, Missouri. She's a shaman, reconnection healer, and also much, much more. And she also does Reiki. So we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll take your questions in the chat room and also on the phone. You can call us at 347-237-5339. You can find Beth at bethsader.com, and we will see you right after this commercial break.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad...
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Stronger, stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lost.
right, you're listening to WGGM Radio. That's my lovely producer, Reverend B. I just love her so much. Shout out to Reverend B. And you're listening to Beth Fader from Warrington, Missouri. She is a shaman, Reiki master, and also a reconnection person who is a wonderful healer, who I'm just happy to have here with me. You can check her out at Beth Fader, BethThather.com. And you can email me for readings or anything else at starwaya@hotmail.com. Our call-in number to ask us a question is 347-237-5339. Welcome back, Beth.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you. This has been fun.
All right, it's very fun. We have a question from in the chat room from Lachey M. She is wanting to know, she just started an internship with a younger lady last month. Her business entails fashion and public relations for an upcoming new designers. What insight can we give her about this job?
Can you repeat again what she's doing? What was that again?
Something about design. She's just really wanting to know what you pick up on it. I'm feeling pretty good about it. It looks like it's a step in the right direction. I think she's just wanting some clarity on if she's moving correctly.
I see that it's a very good step. I also see a lot of angel energy around her too. And
yeah,
a massive amount of angel energy around her. I'm seeing a journey. I'm seeing stepping stones in a journey here with her in this profession and this new career. I feel like she's definitely on the right track. I'm getting yes on that. So she needs to keep praying about that and keeping good positive intention on that. But I'm honestly seeing a journey. I'm seeing a journey ahead of her. And I think it's going to open up doors for something bigger. I really do. For more success.
I do too.
Yes.
And then we have a question from Saba who wants to know, could we talk about their husband? How are we feeling about their husband and them together? And, you know, I feel okay with it, but I feel like there needs to be some communication there that needs to happen, steps forward.
Yeah.
It's there. It's just not there fully.
Yeah, I agree. I'm seeing him.
That's what she's wanting to know about his job. Okay, so he's being a little more clear now, wondering about the job. See, there's something not communicated with the job. I just feel like there's really tacky, you know, it's like, you know, the communication's not even clear there either.
So she's wanting to have some information about her husband's job, the career.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't have a negativity on that or anything like that. Like you said, communication is very good. I see him kind of, it's like he's separating himself a little bit from it, like he's moving away from it a bit. There's like a distance, like an emotional distance, and it's almost like he needs to connect, like you said, communication-wise. Turn around, face forward, and ask the right questions. Because I'm seeing career with a lot of light around it. I'm seeing the word career with a lot of light around it. But I was seeing her and I was seeing him and I was seeing him moving away from it. But it was like it was a feeling of he's disconnected and he needs to become reconnected to it. Like turn around, forward, face, ask the right questions.
So she's wondering if it's a new job or she's going to stay there. I'm thinking he may go to a new job.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. I'm feeling that in my heart. There's going to be something. I'm seeing the word career. I'm seeing light around it. I'm seeing a job advancement or opportunity, another opportunity. Okay, so that could be another opportunity. You know, job advancement can be another opportunity, something bigger. And you know, he needs to trust his heart. You know, I'm big about people really trusting their heart. We get into our heads so much, and we try to figure things out and analyze, and this beautiful man, you know, what he needs to do is pray about this, keep pure intention about what he wants, and then trust the information that's coming into his heart because that's where the wisdom comes in, okay? And then stay really strong with that. You know, not give up
Absolutely.
Anything right now until he has something that's firm, but, you know, stay within our hearts and and move in that direction. Okay?
Okay. I totally agree. Trust your heart. Okay, now we're going to take some callers. So if you're calling in, stay on the call. We'll get to you. Our number is 347-237-5339. Our first caller is area code 608. You're on with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. My name is Jordana. How are you guys?
Very good. Good.
Good. Well, my question is about a relationship. My boyfriend and I broke up 3 weeks ago over something super silly. His family got involved. I'm wanting to know if he's going to end up, reaching out to me.
Yes.
He is?
Yeah, he is.
Soon?
Yeah.
Or like...
Yeah. I would just be patient with him. Okay, mother, family, what is to get out of our stuff? Be patient with him, love him, hold space around him, be there for him. I don't know what the situation that occurred with him was, but, he loves you. Okay.
That's what I was going to say too. You're anxious and you're wanting it, and I can't say I blame you. You're just giddy. You want
it's
it right
been
now.
It's 3 weeks. I mean, I've been very. I haven't tried to reach out to him at all in the past 3 weeks.
Right. Well, you've done a good job, but what you need to do is hold space around the love for him, because he does have it for you. And I agree 100% with Beth. Show him some heart energy, because there is a love there. And he is, she nailed it right on the head. Just love. And it is going to be soon, but you just have to trust that within your heart, find your heart space.
Yeah, and he's also moving through some pride issues.
Oh, my gosh, you have no idea. I have a feeling that's why he hasn't reached out to me.
Yeah, I saw pride come over him, and that is a tough emotion. So, pray about... pray, we'll hold space for you too in our prayers, because, we all go through stuff, and it's not a judgment. It's just that I saw pride come up over him, and he's a beautiful person, but we got to let those emotions go. It's just, so put prayer around him that he allows the pride, the love to come in his heart for you, and to allow the pride to dissipate out. Okay?
Dissipate
out, to move on in. Okay.
So then when we do reconnect, do you see us committing? Reconciling?
Are you asking, do you see him recommitting with you? Or
yeah.
Reconciling? I do. But he's a slow mover here right now.
You have no idea. It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you joking me? Like, we were talking about marriage and kids.
Here's something I'm thinking about, okay? You've got a beautiful heart. You're in the right heart space. When we love someone, we reach out to them. Maybe he can't do that right now, so you need to be the one to do that for him.
The last time we talked, he told me not to contact him again, or he was going to call the police. And I was like,
okay.
I'm a normal person. I'm not going to contact you again.
No. You don't want that. Hold the space for him. Okay. Hold the space for him. Because here's the thing. You want a man in your life who's love and who's going to move through. He's moving through some stuff. He's a good person. Same time, you're a really great person too. And you want to have a quality relationship, one that's void of anger and pride and all these different things.
Oh, yeah.
So pray about what is it that you want in the relationship, okay? What do you want in this relationship? Hold it in your mind. Hold it in your vision. And put that out there in the universe. Hold that vision over him and your relationship. Let God do the rest.
Okay.
Okay? Let God do the rest.
Okay.
We sometimes have to be the stronger person. Sometimes we have to be, we're all strong, but sometimes we're involved with people, and we've got to be the one that sits back patiently and does a whole lot of praying.
I agree. Right.
A whole lot of, holding a whole lot of light and love for people, because we're all good. We're all good. Does that help?
Well, I agree with you on that one. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank you for calling in today. Stay in touch with us. Blessings.
I will.
Okay, our next caller is 805. You're on with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Amanda. Hi, Beth. How are you? I'm very good, thank you.
Good. I've been praying for a long time. I pray every day, and I meditate also, and I take long walks on the beach, and I'm very in tune with the holiness, you know. And I wanted to know if you had a feeling when a partner would be coming into my life, because I don't have children and I don't have any family around me and I'm pretty much alone, and I would like to share. I have a lot of love and I'm very kind, and I would like to have a partner with me that, you know, we could be a team together.
I understand all about that. Amanda, are you getting anything on that? Because I'm getting some stuff.
I'm getting a little bit on that it's coming in, but it's not exactly at the time that you're thinking. You know, I know you're giddy and you want it now, but it's like, you know,
yeah.
Spirit is showing me doors as if to say, okay, you know, we're opening these doors for you, but you have to understand that it's a whole new year. It's sort of like what Beth described when she said she was doing the reconnection, and if you were in a wrong relationship or you were in the wrong place, buddy, those doors were going to shut and new ones were going to open and you're going to be somewhere else. So it's like they're almost doing a revamp or almost like a cleaning of you so that you can move forward and go through the new door.
Mm. Yeah, and I keep seeing the word peaceful coming around you. It almost feels like this is a time that your heart needs. You need to get into a quiet space, work on you. I'm getting a big
yes
on that.
That's what I've been doing. I've been doing that. I've been dieting. I lost 20 pounds. I'm watching what I eat. And
There's the doors closing. There's all the doors closing that didn't serve you anymore, and now you're going into the new doors, what you just said right there.
Yeah.
And I went through that, too. I went through that, and I don't need to have a partner, and I know I have one coming because I've been shown I'm okay by myself, but where I went for a while was like you. I went, I was being shown to go study in Peru, come back and process, get very quiet and process, let all the old doors close, and then new beginnings come in. And with you, I saw that you're still in that area of letting things dissipate, move, change, doors close. I see I'm very visual, so I see this path, and it's going up, and it's light. It's moving up. Like you're going to be hitting that here soon, 6 months. I'm seeing some cool stuff in 6 months, but I'm seeing a generation of like you're generating newness, and I'm seeing the path lit up, and it's going up. And when I see that, it means we're moving forward, new beginnings. Okay?
Okay.
You're doing all the right things. You're doing all the right things. Be patient. I've been there. I'm still moving through it. I know where you're at. But it's actually a great place.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
Happy. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. You have great energy. It's a great place. And so if you're like me, you want that special person to come in when you're right and ready. Because I have already been shown several times. You know, God said, I'm bringing you someone. Be patient. I've seen it. I've seen what he looks like. It has been a beautiful thing. So, and when all the doors shut, the new ones will open. Okay? I just heard it. I saw it. When all the doors shut, the new ones will open. And we know. Well, no. We just have to be patient. So you're on the right track. You're really on the right track.
Oh,
and I'm really seeing something within 6 months. Pay attention to 6 months down the line.
Yeah, 6 months is important.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll put that on my calendar.
Yeah, just note that. I'm getting a big, 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 big yes on that. 6 months. Pay attention to that. Journal that. And not that you have to get your mind wrapped around it, but I'm seeing some kind of shift take place, okay?
Wonderful.
Well, I hope that helps.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah,
thank
you
so
much. Calling. Blessings.
Thank you, Amanda and Beth. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Right, love and light.
Bye-bye.
Blessings. Okay, our next caller looks like they could be a Skype caller maybe or a private number. They're 111. Hello, you're on with Beth and Amanda. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Thank you for your show, and thank you so much, Beth. I just wanted to let you know when you came on, my clock said 10:10, and that's a very spiritual number.
Oh.
So I just wanted to confirm that
with
you. It means
thank
Alpha and Omega. and has to do with shamanism. Anyway.
Wow, I have goosebumps over here.
Yes, I saw it right away, and I wanted to let you know. I thought that was a
well,
message.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful validation. Beautiful.
Thank you. Well, you are correct about door shutting. Door shutting for me. I'm getting a divorce. It's been a long time coming. I'm a whole different person from this individual. And I'm on my own, so I need to go out and, you know, get a new job. I have something, but it's not sustainable. I was thinking of child care. I want to reach children, but I don't know what spirit has for me. I'm kind of getting a little antsy.
Mm. Child care is good. You could do that. And I'm also seeing something else. Do you write? Are you a writer?
No, but when I was in school, I was a pretty good writer, but I never wrote anything.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
I just keep seeing a notepad. I'm seeing a notepad and seeing a pencil and journaling. Keep journaling. Journal. I think it's important that you do some journaling, whatever you're feeling that are coming up. But I am seeing. I'm seeing you, and I'm seeing children around you, and you're looking down at the children, and you're smiling, and they're smiling up at you.
Okay?
I am seeing that. And do you have any administrative qualities within you?
No. No, I don't.
Okay.
At this point
seeing,
right now, yeah.
Just seeing that around you.
Okay.
Administrative qualities around you, ability to do payroll or whatever. I'm just seeing stuff. But I am seeing children. I'm seeing you looking down. I'm seeing you in a daycare. Looking down at the children, and they're just mobs, about 10 children around you, and they're smiling up at you, and you're smiling at them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a vision of that. So if that helps her. And you've got a huge heart for children. I see the passion for children. So if you're feeling that in your heart, move towards that. Okay?
Yeah.
Move towards that.
I'm all over the place. There's so many different things I can do, but it keeps coming back to that. So I just wanted to find out if that was it.
Are you getting anything else, Amanda, dear?
That's pretty much it. I wanted to comment on the child care thing, Beth, because I'm totally with you on that. I think there's something about that coming in pretty clear. Also, I'm with you on everything you said.
Okay. Yeah, I literally am seeing a daycare room. You are surrounded by children. Also, it would help you to connect with the child within.
Yes.
Okay, because in your marriage, you kind of lost that, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay? And so when we lose that child within, we really need to find it again. And it's there, but it's important that we learn to connect with that child within, because that's where the truth is. That, you know, children, they trust their hearts, they listen to their hearts, and we need to remember to be a child. And by going into a beautiful space, energetic, high energetic space like this, that is going to shift some things for you if you choose to do that. But I'm feeling a parallel with you and what you've gone through, because I went through a divorce many years ago. I had to shut the doors. The doors were shutting. I lost that child within, and I had to tap back into it. And when I tapped back into that child within, wow, I flew. I reconnected. Mm-hmm. I just took off. And we do. Because when we are in our childlike state, we're authentic.
Yes, and that's where I'm trying to go.
Yeah. Just
in the innocence and purity. Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm in New Mexico.
Okay. I would like to suggest this for you. I do the reconnective healing and the reconnection. I would like you to read about it. And whether you did it through the Healing Through Me, Long Distance, or find someone locally. Okay?
I think she should do it.
She needs to do it. And I feel that. That's why I'm saying it. Yeah, exactly, Amanda, because here's the deal. When the reconnection is called the reconnection for a reason, it connects you back to who you are.
Okay.
You're a flyer. You're like, you're an eagle. When I say that, you're an eagle. I just saw an eagle come over you. You're an eagle. Got a lot of eagle medicine. You're big. We So I would like to suggest that you look into doing that work, having it done for you. I do long-distance healings. I can do the long-distance reconnective healings, but I can't do the reconnection because I need to be working directly over the person when I do that. I would suggest that you look into doing that. You'll find practitioners in the area if you'd like, but that's something I would look into doing.
Okay.
Does
Thank you. Oh yes, it does. Yeah. I'm ready
okay.
to fly and get my life.
Right, here go. Here go. It's time. Blessings to you.
Thank you
okay?
so much.
You're
welcome. You have a good day and blessings.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Blessings.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is area code 352. You're on with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. Hello there.
How are you guys?
Stellar. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
So what can we help you with?
I wanted to know what's in store for 2013 because it seemed like things are just short in places. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but like it seemed like things are just getting blah instead of better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel it.
I am impatient. I am antsy. I am all of that. But I would just, the things that I have, that I am grateful for the things that I have. But I would like to have more. Like, I'm ready to move with my family and just start over. And I think my main concern is getting into my own house and owning my own house instead of renting. And I know I've heard, you know, wait 5 years, and I'm just like, I wonder if I can change the divine plan if I put that positive thinking into it.
Sure you can. You know, we all can. Things can shift with our thoughts. Sometimes there's a divine plan for us that's structured in a way that we need to move through some things before something happens or occurs. You know, I've been guilty of, I want something to happen right now. And the universe says, you know what? Not yet, not ready. Okay?
Yeah.
And then after I move through something, then I realized I needed to get through some stuff first. Do you feel like you've got some, do you feel like you're very focused on what you want right now? Do you know what you want right now?
Yes.
What do you want right now?
I would love to stop renting because I feel that's where most of all our income is coming from, and I would love to own my own house, but stay in this area because I love the area. And
okay,
right now I am not working.
Got a good list there.
Right now I am not. I'm not working, but I'm declared disabled. I can't work right now, but I'm thinking about going back to school to start school back and volunteering with my kid's school, and I just want better for myself. I mean, it's like we have the income coming in, but what's hurting us the most is paying someone else's mortgage when I bet you it'll be a lot cheaper to do it. You know,
well, you know, yeah. The one thing is that, you know, Amanda, you might have some ideas about this. To rent and own are two different things. There's such a big difference in responsibility. You have to have that consistent income coming in when you're a homeowner. Then you have the home ownership, different things like a new roof or different things that can happen that you have to be prepared for, you know, water breaks or whatever. I'm not trying to be discouraging, but it's you always want to be in a position that if you did own a home that you can actually pay that mortgage, and you know, it's not that it's a common sense thing, but it's that you need to be able to pay that mortgage and have money left over without financially, you know, struggling. And so you would know your position better than we know about
right.
that. Okay. And, you know, I'm trying to go into a quiet space here. I'm not getting that you need to move right now.
I need to move.
I'm not getting it. You know, you need to be trying to find a house right now. There's too many.
Yeah, it's like she needs to take steps almost, like 1, 2, 3. She's got to take, you know, several little steps to hit the point. One thing that she could do is concentrate on, you know, like she could put all of her goals up on a vision board, but do them almost
right.
one at a time. Because I'm like you. I don't think that she needs to move right away, but she needs to get certain things in order. And the other thing is, really strongly, I heard it would be a little easier for her to do something with renting versus, you know, a homeowner at this moment. It's not like she won't get there. It's not like you won't get there, but it's almost like I'm hearing, okay, one thing at a time, you know, maybe write them down, make a list, and then, you know, all of them, put them on a vision board so you can see them to create them because you're a good manifester.
Exactly.
But like Beth said, you know, she's right on about you don't need to move, you know, right now, like right away.
Yeah, Amanda, you made a good point to make a vision board and to create intention about what you're looking for and what you want to do and then appropriate steps for that. Because before you know it, you can be in a position where you're, you know, everything's in alignment for you to go find the house. And I like the idea of you when you said, I am wanting to go back and volunteer. Stay busy.
Yeah.
Create that around you.
Yeah, she definitely wants to keep the busy energy because it makes it a
yeah.
lot easier to,
yeah.
you know, when you're busy, you have a lot better of an idea to, you know, move that forward. And it'll be amazing that way.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think that what we're trying to give you is that what we're seeing and feeling is that be patient with the process. Also get very organized in your thoughts and your intention and focus on that and keep those thoughts right up there in front, because sometimes we get distracted on everything and there's so many distractions coming in that we lose focus and intention. Get very organized. Write your thoughts down. Write your intentions down. See these things happening. See the home that you want.
That's the start of it, seeing them happening.
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
and I really think that's where you need to start, is see this happening, because that alone
yeah.
manifests, okay? Okay, and hold it and stay busy and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So thank you for calling in and...
Do you feel like, okay, sometimes other people in the house, they don't have the same dreams that you do. It's like almost kind of a downer.
Sure.
But you can't let that energy bring you down to stop you from your goals. Just because, you know, the two aren't meeting in the middle, it's like having a roommate that doesn't, you know, have the same dreams you do. We're not all going to have the same dreams. But the idea is that, you know, you keep those dreams and that vision to you, and then you find other people to support you with those dreams around you. You know, people who want to encourage you, like, you know, listening to this radio show, you know, people would be encouraged because we're encouraging everybody's dreams, and that's what the reconnection is about. So you find people that connect with you on that same level. Doesn't mean you have to be depressed with that energy in your life. And those are the steps you have to do. You have to write 1, 2, 3 and start there. That's going to help you. And, you know, that's what we're trying to, you know, give to you. So thank you for calling in today.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Okay.
You.
Keep in touch with us.
Good luck.
Blessings. All right. Our next caller is area code 708. You're on with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Very good.
We're good. How can we help you?
This year is starting so, so slow, and I know that's not the case. I know there's a lot of things going on, but I have just been feeling so tired, so drained. I've been sick, and I want this change that's coming, and I just want to know, is it going to lift soon?
I'm getting yes that it is.
Yeah, I'm getting that it is, too. It's just your body goes through, you know, the cycle change before you get there. And so I'm feeling a pretty positive yes on it, too. Take some of the energy from the show today to be uplifted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing you're going through a cleansing, too. And I saw the word cleansing come over you. And when we go through a cleansing, it can make us tired. We can feel, you know, the impurities and different things are coming up out of the body. Old belief systems, old impurities. What have you? It doesn't matter what it is, but when that comes up on the side of your body, it can cause you to be tired. And when those things come up out of your body, you can feel those emotions as they come up. So put yourself in a real strong state of release. Honor this time. Say, thank you, Creator, for taking this out in a way. Okay, because now I'm readying my body. I'm actually seeing your body being readied for more light.
Okay?
So when I go through what you're going through, and I do, I say, thank you, God, because I know what's happening, and I'm always shown what's happening. And I allow that just to come up out of my body, and if I'm tired, you know what? I rest. I just rest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do a thing. And then, boom, I'm going again. Because, see, this is it's kind of like we have so many layers within. And when we let go of that and we purge and remove those layers, we can feel toxicity is coming up out of our body. Body is being really, it's just releasing, sweetie. It's just releasing. And it's readying itself for more, okay? So just stay in that state of readiness and releasing, and then just honor your body, all right? All is well.
Thank you. You know what? It's really interesting that you say that, too, because, it's even like sadness. I cry for, like, no reason.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's the cleansing. That's the cleansing that you're doing, because tears are like Mother Earth's rain. You know, you're in that cleansing process. You're in that space, and that's what's happening to you.
It's so intense. Thank you, lady. Thank
Isn't
you. It
great?
Is very, very intense.
Thank
you.
And
you're doing
stay in touch with us.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Blessings. Okay, we only have like a couple more callers left. We just have three, so we'll go through them. Have your question ready, and then we'll end the show. Our next caller is 917. You're on with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
Happy New Year. Thank you for having your show today.
Thank you. How can
Happy
we help
New
you?
Year to you too.
I would like to know, what do you get from, I would like to know what, well, I'd like to know about a guy, Braylon. What do you see as far as a relationship? Anything else you'd like for me to know for 2013?
Could you repeat that? You'd like to know about a boyfriend, or what was that one?
Yes, I'd like to know about a boyfriend named Braylon, and anything else I need to know for the new year.
About your boyfriend. And his
name is
what was? Braylon. Braylon, okay. Okay, he's got cool energy. He's happy, isn't he?
You said he is happy? He's happy?
Is he a happy guy?
Yes, he is.
He's a very happy guy.
Yes,
he is.
He's got cool energy.
I see him taking your hand and pulling you with him. He's moving forward, and he's taking your hand, and he's pulling you with him. Okay, which means that good things are coming. All right? Do you feel that there's going on in your life?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, he's ahead of you. He's smiling. He's reaching back with his right hand, and he's grabbing your hand, your left hand, and he's pulling you with him, and you're doggone happy. and I see some big stuff coming for you.
Oh, really?
I see some big stuff, Mamacita, coming for you. So get happy. Get happier. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
No, tell me, what is it?
I'm seeing there's a ring in the future here with him.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm seeing that. I'm seeing a ring. I'm seeing the word engagement. But, you know, I don't always like to say that stuff.
not my, you know, I don't believe in jinxing, but I am seeing it. Okay?
Oh,
it just means I'm seeing the energy around it. All right? I'm seeing the energy around all of that. So be cool.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Be cool. Be cool. Yeah, because he's really cool. He's got great energy. He's smiley. He's happy. He's got a very pure heart. You're very happy. Very, very, very good couple. Very good couple.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. So I'm seeing the energy of all that. That's what the energy I'm seeing. I don't know if you're picking up anything different, Amanda, but I'm seeing some really good.
I'm picking up the same thing. She's got a lot of blessings coming her way. And you just need to be open to receiving all of it because it's not bad. It's nothing but good that's ahead for you.
Great. Now, do you see, will we stay here or will we be moving?
I think that you're just going to take it one step at a time. I don't think that you necessarily have to move. I just see it being one thing at a time. You know, you may not move for a little while. So just hang in there with it.
Yeah, I'm seeing like an engagement, but don't rush it. Don't rush anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay? Let things unfold naturally. Okay?
Absolutely.
It's going to be good. So stay in touch with us. Thank you very much.
And how do I reach her for readings? I have you at Starway at Hotmail. And what is the way to reach her for readings?
At Hotmail.com. And you can reach Beth for a reconnection at BethThater.com. B-E-T-H, Thater, T-H-A-T-E-R.com. That's Beth. And you've got my email, so you can keep in touch with us.
Okay,
yeah,
God bless you guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
That's great. She'll probably contact you. I can see that happening.
Well, I just saw so much going on around her and him. Just incredible.
She's great. This is great.
Very
we have two more.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello, 954. You're on with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
Hi, Amanda and Beth. My name is Darlene from Florida, and I'm doing good.
Good. Hi.
Hi. My question is, do you see me moving at all?
Yeah, I'm seeing moving.
Mm-hmm.
You're from Florida? Did you say you're from Florida?
Yes.
Yeah, she's in Florida.
Okay. I see you going up state a bit. I see you going up Florida state a little bit.
Oh, but not out of Florida?
Yeah, but I see you going up. It could be out of Florida, but I see you going up. It's up.
Yeah, you're going up. You're going straight up.
Have you ever thought of California?
No.
No? I was just kind of seeing California coming around me, but I'm seeing you going straight up. Straight up.
Straight up.
Even like
I'm,
5 hours
getting the same
up.
Thing.
Even,
is up.
It's like 5 hours up. Whatever. Geography, don't want to ask me what this is. 5 hours up, wherever that is.
5 hours up. I'm not even out of Florida with five hours.
Yeah, I'm seeing 5 hours away, something like that, not. But I feel like that would be, I'm feeling like there's a good feeling around that.
Yeah, can you grasp why I'm moving up there? Is it with work, with family, or what?
Work and family. But I feel, what I'm feeling in my heart is there's a peacefulness. There's a joy. Like finally this is easier on me feeling. That's what's coming to me. It's like a refreshing feeling coming into my heart around it, that it's just easier. And I do see work-related as well. I saw work-related. Okay.
Work-related.
Do you trust your heart?
Excuse me?
Do you trust your heart?
Yeah.
Okay. So focus on what you want. Pray, meditate about it, and then listen to your heart. And where does your heart lead you? Okay. Is there a male involved with this by any chance, or anyone for any reason? There's not. Is there any like a coworker? Just seeing a male come off to your right. That's funny. Could just be a guide. I think it's a guide.
Okay. Do you know his name?
No, I don't.
You know, I'm trying really. Do you have any guidance for me as far as being able to hear my guides? I mean, I get intuition and all that, but I can't actually hear them. You know, like we're talking, which I know you can, right?
Amanda, do you hear your guides often?
I do, and some people just hear or feel. What I'm getting for you is exactly what she said about opening your heart. That will help you get there. So it's just, you know, opening up to your gift, your energy, your ideas. You know, just be open to healing. Be open to being open, and they'll start to come through for you.
They really will. And in quieting your mind and being that open conduit is when we start to hear. And so, you know, I'll tell you what, when it's like a floodgate of knowledge comes into me when I quiet my mind. When I quiet my mind, I hear everything in my heart. Everything comes in very strongly. That's what we all need to do. So get real quiet, listen to your heart. I'm just seeing you, you know, I'm seeing you happy. I'm seeing you lifted up peacefully. There's something that's going to happen. I'm seeing 5 hours away. I did see something that's going to shift for you. Pray about it, put intention about it, and then focus on where your heart's taking you, okay? I'm a big believer in that we need to teach people how to get back into our hearts. And we need to learn how to be able to listen to our hearts again.
I have been studying that for a while now, you know, so
yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And the male is a guy that's coming in. And I feel like he's putting his left hand on the back of your back and guiding you. It's like he's real right off to your right, and it's like he's placing his left hand on your back, and he's guiding you. Like, come on, let's go, let's go. I feel like it's Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, Henry. Henry.
Mm-hmm.
That may be someone you know from your past from the other side, but I feel like it's Henry. We, you know, we don't always know our guide's names, but I'm hearing Henry, and I'm getting yes. Okay, my head is going up and down, that's God saying yes. So speak to him and let him guide you and get really quiet and focused and listen to your heart. Okay?
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, dear. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, thank you. And that is one of your guide's names. So listen to him. He's got a lot to show you. Thank you for calling in. Stay in touch.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay, we have one more caller, and that is area code 831. Hello, 831. You're on with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Christina, and I'm calling from California this morning. And I am the woman who wrote about the dream I had just a few hours ago.
You want to share it with Beth and let her get her insight on it, and then I'll add a little bit more. I know I told you a little bit in message, but tell Beth about your dream, and we'll see what she has to say to you.
Okay, thank you, and I sent you an email, too. It's just, it's so fresh. I was dreaming, and I was looking at a tree, and as I was looking at this beautiful tree and the branches and the leaves, I noticed there were these beautiful wings that were blended into the tree. And I remember saying, those are angel wings. You know, I was like, those, you know, I was all excited in my dream. And it actually came out of the tree, floated above me. And it was a man who had wings. His hair was short, curly like a perm, above his ears. He literally looked like he was dipped in copper. And I was a little nervous, you know, because this is a really huge angel above me. And I just said, hi. Which is big for me, because normally I don't do that. And he didn't say anything. He just looked at me, and my husband woke me up because it's our kid's first day back at school, and we had to be up early, so I was sort of ripped out of that. But I feel like possibly, because I've been struggling with releasing and forgiving people and releasing, like, lots of bottled-up feelings that I've had for way too many years, that maybe that dream represented that I'm not alone and that he's with me, but What would mm-hmm. your take be on that? And does he have a message for me? Because it's just not that often that I can remember a dream with an angel. The last time it was in 2010, so this is huge for me.
When you said that this angel, but first of all, when you started talking about the tree, I saw the tree branches coming in and wrapping around you, holding you, okay, holding you. Then you spoke about the angel, and the angel came out of the tree. But when you said, I think this angel is here to help me release, you were right on. And Amanda might be picking up more, but I am seeing that he is helping you release. Release. He's literally moving his energy through your body. I see him moving his energy through your body. Does he have like dark hair, curly hair?
Yeah, it was really. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
It's curly hair. It's amazing.
Was it dark?
I've seen two angels in my lifetime. And I was told that was Gabriel as well. And before it was the sparkly light where his head should have been, and his hair fell to his shoulders. So I was just sort of like, wow. Like, wow. I was surprised it's the same angel.
Well,
can they appear differently to you?
I got Gabriel when you said that. I got Gabriel because, see, when someone says something.
Yes, Gabriel.
And they're right on.
I did too.
My head goes up and down, yes, and Creator works through me. And a flood of emotion fills my heart like euphoria. You were right on. Gabriel is also about communication too. Okay. It's also about communication as well. So let Gabriel release those emotions. Be open to releasing those emotions because it's toxicity. I was seeing the word toxicity, which is, you know, when we hold on to emotions, that's toxicity. We have to release that because it's like baggage. It holds us down. It's density. We need to release that. So you're right on. You just keep releasing all those emotions around those people and hold them in lots of love, unconditional love and light. Okay, and I think that's just a beautiful dream. I would journal that and keep track of all those beautiful things that are happening. Okay?
Thank you, because when I had sent out the email, when I wrote it down, I thought, oh, that's also that he's showing me that he is here, that he's around me, even if I'm not aware of it, because he came out of that tree. And I fell asleep saying over and over and over, please help me to release these feelings. Please help me to release these feelings. They're toxic. They're debilitating. They will manifest into physical ailments. I need to purge them, please. And over and over and over, and I was out. But it's just something that I have somebody who's really a bully and takes their, they're really mean and they're really aggressive. And I know that I don't want to engage in an argument or even go there, so I don't.
Right.
Because, he has a right to how he feels. But at the same time, I know if I'm going to be honest, there's anger deep in there. And I just need to get it out because let it come past through me. So what a beautiful, I'm shocked.
Well, it's beautiful. They'll show themselves to us in different forms and different ways. But I literally saw a circle of light coming out of him through your midsection from under, literally all the way through your body, a circle of light, like circling through, washing and cleansing through your body, washing and cleansing through your body, just like sweeping through your body. He's working with you. See, when we ask our angels to help us, they come in and they help us. So it's beautiful, and you're right on to ask.
Yeah, that was profound dream that she had, too. That was amazing.
Very metaphoric. I love that. That's beautiful.
I was going to tell you, I left out that yesterday when I was folding laundry and sort of I was in meditation and prayer, I said, hey, guys, I would love to have more visits within dreams, even waking visions, because I've only had one waking vision. And I'm shocked, and I said, I'm going to do what I did the last time, which is I'm not going to think about it because I know you guys have heard me. And just sort of opened up my heart to what I'd like to do. And I said, if you guys have a better idea that would help me to feel more fulfilled and bring me the greatest joy, well, then I'm open to whatever you feel is in my highest and most best good. And I'm in shock because this happened really quickly. I didn't have any
expectations. You're a little manifester. Isn't that great? Doesn't that go to show you how great God is? He's like, hey, okay. You want it? I always say, be careful for what you ask for. You just might get it.
Well,
and you got
yes,
it.
Oh my God. I feel like that I really needed this gift at a, because, you know, holidays have been difficult, but that's okay because through it, I am processing and I'm able to release, and it's an actual beautiful hidden blessing. It's like the butterfly in the cocoon is what I keep being shown. And I've been, I heard word for word a few nights ago, speak more about forgiveness. And I wrote it down on my journal. So I'm like, okay, they are working with me. Because I didn't want to forget the quote because I was afraid I might not have it in the morning when I woke up. And they woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning to tell me this.
See, now that's beautiful. I just love our angels, and I love how they work with us, and how beautiful. And then we just thank them for coming and stay in total gratitude because they will be there at your beck and call. I put prayer around my children every day. And I ask the angels to come around my children every day.
I do that too.
And I see
just
them.
To be with me.
Them come in. Yeah, they are. And I mean, when you can feel them and see their presence, why not?
This is just a huge, unexpected, beautiful gift that I am going to really be just writing and seeing what comes out through the writing, because when I just sent that email, I was like, oh, that also symbolizes that he is with me, even though I know I feel alone at times, even though I know I shouldn't feel that way, and I know that we're not. And just to be able to see him just sort of gave me that extra push and that, you know, just like a big hug from heaven, you know.
Oh, I love it. It is a big hug from heaven. And, you know,
that's amazing.
Keep journaling, and you're going to help a lot of people with those gifts that are coming to you, okay? You are.
Thank you. I love your show. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
I love the energy between the two of you. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you
for taking my call.
Thank you.
Have
a good day.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Blessings. Okay, Beth, that was our last caller. I want to thank you for joining us today and tuning in. It was wonderful.
That was fun, and I just would like to thank all the callers, and most of all, Amanda, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to join you today. You are a gift from heaven. And those people who get to move into your space and be touched by you are blessed. So thank you so very, very much.
Well, I
want
to say the same back to you. I love you too. You're like my big sister, and, you know, you are my big sister. And I'm just very, very touched to have you in my life and to, you know, share these wonderful experiences with you. And since you talked about Peru so much before you hang up, this is my rattle I got in Peru.
Ooh.
You can hear it.
You're good.
And what my two people showed me about this rattle, it's got a condor on it. I'll have to show it to you. When I was gifted this by my two friends who are Peruvian shamans, you know, they do the Native American, and they blend angels, and they blend, you know, the Native American. You can spin this rattle in a circle, and it balances the chakras. So I wanted to shake my little rattle that I got that came from Peru for you, since you talked about it today.
Thank you. Do you know if that came from the Shipibo tribe? Because I was seeing the Shipibos over that. Do you know where you got
that? I believe it did. Yes, I believe it did, because
I was seeing the Shipibo.
I believe it did, because that's what because I think that's what Carrie told me. So they go to Peru a lot. And then my double-sided flute sounds like this. That's a double-sided flute.
Wow. That was beautiful.
They
Holy
have
cow.
Two eagles on them, and I wanted to share that with you since you've had, you know, lots of shaman journeys. Those were the two things that make sound that I got out there.
Yeah, the eagle, condor, black panther, and the anaconda are big.
Yes.
They
really
are. They represent the elements. So Good for you. You got some very beautiful pieces. I can feel the vibration in them. They're amazing. I can't wait to see you rattle. We'll see you rattle.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to show you this thing because, you know, I was trying to pick which one I wanted. They had, like, all five or six of them, and the guy walked over and said, how about this one? You know, it's got the condor on it, and it's got the sound, and this is what you do with it. And I said, yeah, that's the one I want. Okay, great.
Yeah,
so,
there's a lot of medicine in your rattle. Whole bunch of medicine in your rattle. I'm not kidding.
Yes, I'll be happy to share that with you.
I feel it in my heart. It's beautiful. Thanks for sharing. I love that. I'm going to have to come over and see that soon.
Yeah, well, we'll make a date and get together and do that. It was a blessing having you on my show, and we'll see you. Well, to have you on again, and I'll see you soon.
Absolutely, dear. Have a great day.
You're a blessing.
Blessing to you.
Thank you, everybody. Okay. Blessing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on WGGN.